This is Maxwell Smart calling control. Put me through to the chief.
I'll get it.
The chief, Max, go ahead.
Gesundheit.
I didn't sneeze, Max. I coughed. Where are you?
Well, I just swung off the main highway about 10 minutes ago. I'm approximately 3 miles from a place called Hotchkiss Corners.
Good, Max. Now...
Gesundheit.
I'm not sneezing, Max. I'm coughing.
Now, according to our tip, Chaos will attempt to hijack your truck somewhere in the next 2 miles.
Don't worry, Chief. I'll be ready for them.
Now, remember, Max, Chaos has already hijacked 3 of these trucks filled with electronic equipment.
Gesundheit.
I'm not sneezing, Max. I'm coughing. Now... In order to find out what Chaos is up to with this equipment, we must take a prisoner for interrogation.
Gotcha, Chief.
Now, Max, we're on a side road parallel to yours. As soon as you signal us, we'll close in. That was a sneeze, Max.
Oh, that's funny, Chief. Sounded just like a cough. You're not catching cold, are you?
No, Max.
Oh, well, if you are, there's something you ought to take.
What's that?
Steam.
Good luck, Max. Larrabee, notify all units to stand by.
Gesundheit, Chief. Larrabee, calling all units.
I'm sorry, but my motor died and I don't know anything about cars. Could you please take a look at it?
Okay.
Sure was lucky for me that you came along.
How come you use this road? Not too many people know about it.
Well, the guy at the service station on the highway told me this was a shortcut. I sure appreciate your help. Oh, here's the light.
Sorry. It's quite all right. Now, let's see what we've got here. Well, of course, there's your trouble. Somebody disconnected your distributor cap.
Really?
Sure, this should be connected.
That guy at the service station must have loosened that when he checked the engine. Can you fix it?
Yes, I think so. Look, if you don't mind, I can't work with somebody looking over my shoulder like that.
I'm sorry. I'll wait over here.
It's okay now.
Well, thanks a lot, Mac. I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't come along.
Oh, that's all right. I got grease all over my hands. I don't want to get your gloves dirty. Now, listen, all you have to do is to let it idle for a few minutes. Then you can drive off.
Right. Well, thanks again.
This is Maxwell Smart calling control. Put me through to the chief.
Go ahead, Max.
Chief, for a moment it looked like I had contacted the hijacker, but it turned out to be a guy whose car broke down.
Max, are you sure it wasn't some kind of a trick?
I'm positive, Chief. If it was the hijacker, he would have stolen the truck and I wouldn't be sitting here now.
I guess you're right, Max. Keep your eyes open.
Right, Chief.
look at that list, Max. That truck contained electronic equipment vital to the United States.
I know that, Chief.
Well, do you know the trouble I'll be in when I explain to the president that the truck was hijacked while you were driving it?
Well, why don't you tell him that one of the regular drivers was driving it?
And be in trouble with the Teamsters Union? I'd rather be in trouble with the president.
At least Max got a good look at the hijacker, Chief. That ought to help some.
You're right, 99. Max, can you give us an accurate description of that man?
I'll never forget him as long as I live, Chief.
99, write this down. How tall was he?
Let's see, 5'8", maybe 9. Make that 10.
Suspect under 6 feet.
Or over.
What color were his eyes?
Well, that was hard to tell, Chief. He was wearing dark glasses.
What about his hair?
He was wearing a hat.
Did he have any noticeable scars?
He was wearing a suit.
No, I mean on his hands or neck.
He was wearing a scarf and gloves.
Did you notice anything about him at all?
He was a very snappy dresser.
Larrabee, bring in the files on all chaos agents.
Nope. 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 And that's not him either.
Well, that's it.
Well, what about this file, Chief?
No, Max, he wouldn't be in that file.
Well, you never can tell.
Max, I tell you, it's impossible
for
him to be...
Wait a minute, Chief. That's him.
Impossible.
Why? Isn't he a chaos agent?
Well, yes, but...
Well, then give me one good reason why it couldn't be him.
Because that man is dead.
I asked you for a good reason, not a terrific one.
Gentlemen, you say this is government business.
The security and the future of the entire world may depend on it.
Besides that, it's important.
I'll get the reports on these four men from the files. Excuse me.
I don't understand, Chief. I thought we were checking out the man who hijacked Max's truck.
We are, 99.
Well, what about the other three names on the list?
Well, they're the men who hijacked the other three electronic trucks.
Well, why are we checking them out at the morgue, Chief?
Well, I talked with the drivers of the other three trucks and got the descriptions of the chaos agents who hijacked them.
Well, don't tell me they were dead, too.
They were dead, too.
I asked you not to tell me that.
All four of them were killed 2 months ago during an attempted robbery of Fort Knox.
Wait a minute, Chief. I read about that case in the papers. Three guys went into Fort Knox, and they got 600 pounds of gold bars, put them in a sack, dropped them from a roof to a guy who was waiting on the ground below.
That's right, Max.
And then all three guys on the roof were shot down.
How'd the fourth man die, Max?
He caught the sack.
But Chief, if all those men are dead, how could they possibly have hijacked those trucks?
Unless I'm wrong, 99, and I certainly hope I am, Chaos has found a way of bringing their dead agents back to life again.
But if they can do that, it would be virtually impossible to wipe out Chaos.
Yes, but on the other hand, 99, if we can find out how they do it, it would be a boon to medical science.
And my cousin Harvey.
Your cousin Harvey?
He's a cab driver.
Max, how could a cab driver possibly benefit from bringing people back to life again?
Harvey's a terrible driver.
Here you are, sir. If you'll excuse me, I have some work to attend to.
Thank you. You've been most helpful.
Excuse me, but I've always been curious. What makes a person want to work in a morgue?
I like a job where you meet people.
Just as I suspected, all four bodies were claimed within 1 hour after they were brought in.
Do you know who claimed the bodies, Chief?
They were all claimed by one person.
Who is that, Chief?
Dr. Eric Zarco.
Dr. Zarco? Chaos's mad scientist?
But, Chief, that's not possible. He was arrested by the Transylvania Highway Patrol over a year ago and executed.
Well, that's probably when he decided to experiment with bringing people back to life.
Well, he was dead?
Well, he probably had a lot of time on his hands.
Zarco's been working on this theory all his life. His getting captured and executed was a supreme test. Obviously, he succeeded.
Well, what's our next move, Chief?
Zarco once had a secret laboratory hidden in a cave on a small island just off the coast of Newfoundland. He must be working out of there.
And you want 99 and me to find it?
No, I want Harry Schwartz and his tailor to find him.
Harry Schwartz and his tailor? Chief, don't you think 99...
Max, come on! Leave immediately.
Zarco, this is Obler. Two more bodies are on their way to you. However, these will not arrive in coffins. They'll be walking in.
Come on, 99, hurry up. If I knew you were going to tire so easily and be this slow, I wouldn't have brought you along with me.
Do that.
How did you get over there?
Well, you were walking so slowly, I thought I'd scout up ahead.
Any sign of Dr. Zarco's laboratory?
No, not a sign of it, Max. We've been over every inch of this cave. Maybe the chief was wrong.
No, 99, I'm convinced that Dr. Zarco's laboratory is in this cave, and I think it's in that direction over there.
But, Max, we've been in that direction. It's a dead end.
99, I have an uncanny sense of direction. And I'm telling you that we haven't tried that direction before. Here.
Aren't you going to use the torch?
I don't need a torch, 99. I also have an uncanny sense of seeing in the dark. Follow me.
You rang, Master?
Yes, Bruce. Our guests have arrived. Throw the switch.
Yes, Master. The switch.
And pick up your feet when you walk.
Max. Max, it's getting awfully late.
You're right, 99. We'll go back to the village and search the caves the first thing in the morning.
Right.
Help! 99, we're trapped.
But Max, who would trap us? No one even knows we're here. Help!
Well, we can be thankful for one thing, 99.
What's that?
Whoever captured us has a terrific sense of humor.
Mr. Smart, we meet again.
We've never met before.
No, I thought we had.
Must have been your brother.
I don't have a brother.
Would you like me to make you one?
No, don't bother.
Oh, it's no bother at all. I have everything I need right here.
So that's why Chaos has been hijacking all of those trucks.
Yes, to supply me with the electronic equipment I need to continue my experiments.
Then it's true. You really can bring people back from the dead.
Yes, as long as I receive the bodies before rigor mortis sets in.
Well, that lets Ed Sullivan out.
By feeding small charges of electricity into the body, we reactivate the body functions when they're recharged. We continue feeding electricity into the body until it signals that it's ready to resume normal living.
Is he dead?
At the moment, yes. 1 month ago, this Chaos agent was ruthlessly murdered in cold blood.
By who?
Me. I was running short of subjects for my experimentation. That is why I was delighted to know you two were coming along.
How did you know we were coming?
Obler?
Obler.
Obler!
Who?
The morgue attendant, Obler Max.
Of course, the morgue attendant, Obler Max. Well, now that you have us in your power, just what do you intend to do with us?
You are going to be the guinea pigs for my new experiment.
What experiment is that?
Now that I have succeeded in bringing the dead back to life, I wish to be able to place the living in a state of suspended animation until I decide for them to live again.
You mean you're going to put them in storage?
Precisely.
You can't do that.
Why not? I have room in the back.
You're crazy, Zarco.
Now, wait a minute, 99, if he's got a lot of room in the back.
He's mad.
Mad? Mad am I? You say I'm mad?
Don't do that.
Do what?
Master! Master! Storm! It's starting!
Excellent. The lightning will give me the additional electricity I need. Bruce,
prepare for the experiment.
Yes, Master.
What are you going to do to us?
I'm going to run enough electricity through your bodies to put you in a state of suspended animation for 5 years.
You mean we're going to be asleep for 5 years?
Correct.
Oh, well, do you mind if we slip into something a little more comfortable?
Bruce, strap them to the table. I go to make ready.
Listen, Bruce, you and I can make a deal. If you let us go free, I'll see that you get a lot of money.
I have no use for money.
Oh, well, how about a pair of orthopedic shoes?
Good work, Max. Hurry, that's before Zarco gets back.
Now, if we can just find our way out of here, 99. After us, 99. Take this and get over there by that wall.
Right, Max.
As long as it doesn't go to Dr. Zarco's lab.
Max! We've made a complete circle.
I do not like to be kept waiting, Mr. Smart. Now get on the table.
What?
I said get on the table. It's time for Betty Bye.
Oh, well, we're not tired.
You are going to sleep for 5 years.
Look, couldn't we stay up and watch television for a little while?
Get on the table!
Bruce, where are you, you fool? The storm is at its peak.
Yes, Master.
Bruce, what's happened to you?
It's the new me. How do you like it?
Wonderful. Congratulations. Now for my greatest experiment. Billions of volts of electricity, and it's all in my command. Where is the extension cord?
Right here, Master.
Right, connect it. And now, Mr. and Mrs. Smart, the experiment I've waited a lifetime for.
Oh, what's the matter?
An attack of rheumatism. Oh, darn the dampness in this cave.
Well, Dr. Zarco, I guess now you won't be able to continue with your little experiment after all.
Wrong, Mr. Smart. You see, I have also discovered a cure for rheumatism. Bruce!
Yes, Master.
And now, Bruce, the generator.
Yes, Master, the generator.
Oh, poor Max. How are you going to go to sleep without your teddy bear?
The voltage will automatically increase. Within 10 minutes, you will be shocked into a state of suspended animation.
This is a glorious moment, Master.
Yes! a moment that calls for music. Tonight, Bruce, you shall play with me. Let me help you.
Max will never break this strap.
I've got an idea, 99. Lean your head a little closer.
Hurry, Max. Hurry. Hurry. That's it. Hurry, Max. Hurry, they're almost finished. You've almost got it. Max, they finished. One more time.
Look, mister!
Keep going, 99. I'll slow him down.
Stop them! Look out! That's nitroglycerin! If you drop that, it will blow up an area equal to 2,000 megatons over the mass of the non-fissionable materials.
How big an area is that?
About the size of this room.
A farewell gift, gentlemen.
Well, I guess that's the end of Dr. Zarco, Max.
Yes. If only he had used his genius for niceness instead of evil. Think of all the great people he could have brought back to life.
Just think, Max. Jefferson, Lincoln, Schweitzer, Einstein.
And Schubert, especially Schubert.
Schubert? Why Schubert?
He could have finished his symphony.